Welcome after buzzers. Duh. I'm hungover from yesterday's party, but welcome to another fantastic episode. Let's get into it. Model behavior.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You're not ready? Hey.
My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Bad and bougie. I think I know this song. I try to act like I know this song.
You learned it over the past.
Right. this is Mo's request. Welcome after buzzers to another fantastic episode of Atlanta Housewives. This is season 8 episode. I don't even know. Thank you for joining us again. I'm your host, English Cleveland. And I'm joined by my favorite ladies of the evening.
Yes, I'm Mo Classified. If you haven't followed me already, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
What's up, guys? I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me on all social media at Athletic.
Let's get into this episode. Hey, I'm bad and bougie.
I feel like it kind of, the song fit them, you know.
Yes.
Everybody on the show is pretty
bad
bougie.
Or bougie.
Yeah, bad or bougie. I wouldn't say both.
Right.
Bad or
no
bougie.
One is really both.
No, yeah. I feel like,
I mean, Portia's bad and bougie.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's about
I guess
it.
Sheree is kind of sometimes.
Sheree, I like Sheree.
Like, she's always put together. Her body's good. Like, she looks good. The other ones, they all got issues.
You know, yeah, they old and bougie. I actually got to watch.
Old and bougie, right?
Okay. Candy is bad and bougie.
Oh, there you go. You're right.
Yes, of course.
Candy is bad and bougie. So, starting with the queen of bad and bougie, Portia, we open up this episode with her babysitting children.
Right.
Phaedra's children, to be exact.
Yeah. Right. Phaedra's kids are so smart.
Super
She's
smart.
So right.
They're pretty active as well.
Very intense.
I'm gonna say active, not
so
bad.
What did you guys think about Phaedra or Portia arriving in a white dress and flip-flops,
yeah,
ready,
like,
to...
what are you doing showing up to babysit in a white dress? Like, it's totally going to get ruined. I don't know what she was thinking, but I thought it was good practice.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that she's been wanting to do for a long time, is have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the first time she's had this moment of, like, trying to not, you know, attend to kids. Because even when she was with Cordell, she wanted to have kids back
right,
then.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like she's was preparing to be a Stepford wife. Per se. That's why she had on the dress, you know. But overall, I guess, how did y'all think she did? I think she did pretty well.
I mean, she did pretty well considering. I think that, like she said, if she's going to really keep up with the once a week situation, then she'll get a chance to see other people's children, and then it prolongs you. Like, I'm on that gravy train right now. Like, it's complete birth control every time I watch my nephew.
Right.
Because I'm like, I have to literally get you in and out the car every time I get in and out the car, so then I just don't want to go anywhere.
Right.
So then I don't spend any money, and then I save money, but then I spend all my money on Amazon Prime on him. So, I mean, it's just, like, it's a lot having a kid, and hopefully, this prolongs, and it's, like, birth control for her.
But at the same time, I always think when I'm babysitting other people's kids, like, I can't punish them. I can't discipline them. So I'm always thinking in my head, if these were my kids, they would do different. Like, you know, they would already know better because I would already discipline them the way that I wanted to.
Right. But the thing about these crazy kids is they play a lot of mind games.
Oh, my God.
Because they're really smart.
Super
Aiden
smart.
Is so smart.
He's been smart since, like, the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
But he's, like, now negotiating and making deals.
Right.
Like,
he told her, no need for you to negotiate with me.
Right.
He's only 5. Like, what 5-year-old knows the word negotiate?
Like, and how does he even know, like, what it is?
Right. He was like, no negotiating. And then she was like, he said, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
But it is kind of funny because Dylan was being a crybaby and he was acting super violent towards his brother, which is natural for kids to act that way.
Yeah.
But it was funny because when Phaedra, or I keep calling her Phaedra, yeah. Portia said, I'm dealing with Apollo and Phaedra right yeah. now. And it's like their offspring giving, pouring out like their vibes. And that's yeah. how you know they're both still childish because they're acting like they're children.
Yeah. Okay, but in a way, I was also thinking like the youngest one is a little rougher than the oldest one. And I wonder if that has anything to do with Apollo not being there for Ooh, him like the oldest one. Like right. he was there for the oldest one. He was in his life. The oldest right. one knows who Apollo is.
Yeah.
The youngest one wouldn't really know who Apollo is and what Apollo's yeah. role is in his life, you know.
That's a good point.
So I was kind of wondering about that. And I thought it was funny that Portia said violence is not the answer.
Right. I know.
I'm like, well, at least she learned.
I know. They got great sound bites out of there.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, Portia did look like she was having fun. Like she was able to give them like a cute story, like right, bedtime right. story, even though Portia. She's a princess.
Yeah.
Like, she tried, and yeah. it looked like she wanted to contribute. And she honestly does want to have kids, like you just mentioned. She wanted right. to with Cordell. She's wanted to, like, ever since we've known Portia.
Right.
But now she's, like, in a situation where she has to have a real job, and her life isn't exactly what she wanted right. it to be. So she's creating this fantasy in her head. And speaking of fantasy, let's talk about Todd for a little bit. Not yeah. Candy's Todd. Other Todd.
Todd. Okay, Todd.
Yeah.
The good Todd.
Cute. The I love you. It was really, really random.
Yeah.
It was like, first he hesitated about the baby situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the hesitation, it was just like, I love you. And to me, I was like, did you place this I love you here for the family? Right. Like, just to make them feel some type of way? Or make, like, I feel like that was almost all he could say to make them realize how serious he was about it. He was like, I'm failing by the words right now. Like, my words are failing me. So what can I say to make them realize how serious I am? Let me throw out I love you real quick.
Right. Do you guys think that that was the first time Portia heard that from him? Or
That's
did it
That's what she made it sound like.
Did it?
She, yeah, because she was saying, I'm always the one to say I love you first.
Right.
And so, which I thought was kind of weird. Like, this is the first time you're hearing this at dinner with your family.
Yeah.
Like, it was just weird. But I like Todd, though.
Yeah, I like Todd. He seems super smart. He yeah. has a good head on his shoulders. He's charming. He's smiling. Yeah. And like, but he's super quiet. And Portia's always talking. So,
right.
and Portia needs a smart man.
Because yeah.
we've seen Portia run into some unwise decisions
right.
or yeah. say some things that are completely asinine.
Mm-hmm.
But she, like, he seems like a smart guy. His only thing, because everyone has a thing, is that he has two kids.
Right.
I didn't know his kids were 14 and 16.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is he?
Right.
Yeah.
And when him and Portia were dating, they had to. He had to have already had these kids, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course.
He must be a teen dad.
Yeah.
Or we don't know how old he is. He might just be look good for his age.
Well, how old is Portia? She said they were like the same age.
Like,
and she's like 30, right?
Yeah, she's gonna be like around 30.
No, I
30.
Think she's late 30s, actually. I think
really?
Portia's going into the 40s. She
oh,
just
I
looks good.
No, I think she's early
30s. Let me Google it.
Okay.
What,
yes, Google it. We need some real facts.
What is Portia's last name?
But I agree with you as far as Portia Williams. Needing a smart man, because Portia is the type to be led by her man. So if she's led by somebody who's not too intellectual, not too smart, who's not making the right decisions, then they're both doomed.
She's 35.
Okay. 35. So actually something interesting.
So he could be a little bit older than her, maybe 37.
Who knows? But
yeah.
And then that still will make him a teen dad.
I'm like doing it on my calculator right now. 19, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so somebody in the chat, Mr. E, says that he questions whether Todd really wants to be with her or if he just wants to be on TV.
Ooh.
Which I never even thought about, because I like Todd.
Right,
he seems
so charming, so
know,
it makes
dude,
it seem like
he's messing with me right
but
now.
But I don't know.
He has
I can't.
Best interest.
He seems really genuine.
Right.
He
right.
seems like, because he was like, I got a text, like, Portia's in town.
Right.
Like, who sent him that text? What
right.
are they?
No,
are they trying
saying,
to contrive
she said
it?
That, like, I'm in town. Like, you remember when she went to DC to see him for the
yeah.
first time? And like, oh, I'm in town. I might want to see
Sky
you.
Sky Patterson
I'm in DC.
Said Todd is 41.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Todd. He
okay.
looks great for his age.
Oh, he looks amazing.
He looks really
he
good.
He looks young and,
he
like, I don't know. I think it's really real. I think out of every relationship that's been on the show, he seems like a genuine person that's just walking into something he's never been a part of, and right. the cameras are around, and right. he's nervous, and then he's going exactly, to family dinner, and then it's just like so many like new things. And he works in politics, like he
right.
has no frills or thrills to his job,
right?
So this is like brand new to him,
right?
But speaking of relationships, let's get into this whole Kenya and Matt debacle, because I already know like that's gonna take up our whole show,
yeah,
and the whole Candy and
Phaedra
situation, yeah. too.
Definitely.
So, Kenya and Matt. We've watched them go from bad to, like, annoying Kenya to bad to annoying Kenya. And at this point, what do you guys think about the relationship? I mean, we've all watched it. We all know what's going on. We see Matt is painted as the violent one. Kenya is the victim,
right?
Like in every argument or dispute she has. And, you know, she keeps saying, like, Matt loves me. Matt loves me. Right. Matt loves me.
Right. Yeah. Is you she, know? Like, trying to convince herself or something? Like,
but what? He's such a good person. He just has yeah. violence and, like, all this stuff. What is you guys' outtake or this whole, like, this whole Kenya and Matt scenario? Right. Like, what do you think is real? What do you think is fake?
Okay, so this episode, I actually came to the conclusion that I think Matt is actually telling the truth about Kenya manipulating him. And so I feel like she's manipulating him beyond the editing, so we can't see it.
Yes.
And they're editing it the perfect way where it seems like Matt is always the bad guy.
Right.
Like him not coming to the date with her and her dad. Mm-hmm. I feel like Kenya probably texts him some stuff that, like, it just mixed it up. Maybe she said this time, and then he's like, oh, okay, I'll be there. But then she's like, oh, no, we're here now. And then he's like, oh, but I told you I had to do this at this time. I can't make it right now. So I feel like she does do some manipulating that we don't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's so hard to say with Kenya, because I have a hard time believing a lot of things that she says, because she's so dramatic about things.
Yeah.
So I had a hard time. Well, at first, I thought Matt was telling the truth about everything, and then I thought Kenya was. I'm so confused with them. I really am. I think they're both at fault here, but I think that we're seeing editing.
Right.
Like, doing a really good job of making it look like it's Matt's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, like, I am pissed at Matt. Like,
yeah.
I do not think that they should be together. Mm-hmm. I think Kenya manipulates and pushes him, because Kenya is so good at keeping her cool, mm-hmm. but then, like, pushing you to go insane crazy.
Yeah.
So, I wish I could do people like that, but I can't. Mm-hmm. So she just always looks calm and like, oh, you know, it's Matt. And then he goes off. And mm-hmm. I just think both of them are wrong. I just think this is, like, not a good relationship. But it seems like he's done with it. And Kenya's, like, hanging on.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the situation of him coming to meet the father, I felt like I said, maybe that situation happened where, I don't know, she just lied to him about the time. Or who knows?
Right.
But I feel like when he came, you could tell that she was a little shocked that he was actually there.
So it's like
maybe she didn't
want
him to come, actually. Maybe she did say whatever she said to make him not come, mm-hmm. thinking, oh, he's not going to come. He's just going to make a fool of himself in front of my dad. Mm-hmm. And I'll be, you know, I'll come out on top. And then to see him show up, it's like, oh. So he probably made a way, like, he probably stopped doing whatever he really had to do, or he just made a way out of no way to show up. Like, all right,
well,
let me show up.
Well, and why were there 17 text messages and she never responded?
Exactly.
Why is she just like, oh,
it's 17 text messages, Dad.
You sent me 17 text messages. It's like you missed all 17 of those text messages.
Oh,
you're
my gosh.
Now, they all came in at
that's
once.
That's true. I didn't think about that,
like,
but that's very true.
That's the thing. She's manipulating the whole scenario. I think my theory is she's gotten this young guy.
Yeah.
He's not, like, famous. He's not popular. He's just a normal guy. He's not on television. He fell for a beauty queen who he loves dearly, and it's like been a dream of his. And he's young. He's
right.
has, you know, when you're young and you have like anger and frustration and your girlfriend and boyfriend problems, and you punch things and hit things and you do things because you're not mature yet mm-hmm. to know how to express your feelings.
Right.
So she's in the public eye. He's not. She's wanting to create this relationship, but she wants a puppy dog
right.
like the two dogs that he bought bought her, that she could tell over and over and over what to do, how to do things. Come fix my house. Come repair this, because you're also working on my house too. So I want you to like work for me, and then like I'll help him like promote you and like get you famous. But then like it'll be cute because like you're my boyfriend too. So then that works out perfectly. And I want to talk to you however I want to talk to you, so I can talk to you crazy. And she manipulates things. And then when the camera's not rolling, they're probably not that good. Right, and then when she's like, meet me here, be on time, my dad's coming, we need to film, fly back for your birthday that we're shooting. Just like last week we saw him, he's like, I thought you said the cameras are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Like, I think he really, like,
wants
likes,
to make it work if he could.
Yeah, thinks that it's real, but she doesn't think that it's real. And she's manipulating it and using it for her benefit for the show. And he's just fed up. Yeah. Like, you know, you sent him something for him to get riled up to seeing you 17 text messages and not want to show up. Right. It's just not a random day. Like, he kicked your garage in, he busted your sunglasses, he's done all of these things, and all you've done is just helped him, and he should love you.
Right.
It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there are people out there that are abusers and do that when nothing happens, but we know Kenya.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
of course,
she's the master manipulator.
Yes.
Like, she, and again, Portia's not right for
somebody, you know, just said that King is the master manipulator.
Yeah, yeah. She just is. Like, it, I can't blame him for being upset about this.
No, I mean, never should he resort to violence.
Right.
But it's not uncommon for a 28 or 29 year old man to express his emotions through like hitting something, because he's young and he's still learning his way, and he shouldn't do that. But maybe at 40 or however, mid 40s, you shouldn't be with the 28 year old man, because he's gonna have immature things to say, he's gonna do immature things. Yeah, we saw that Matt has been arrested 4 times in the past 6 months, because he's probably going through a horrible point in his life.
Like, he's never been through anything like
taking
this.
Him from one end to the other. We saw his family. They look like a genuine family. It's not, they're not showing up like the Kardashians. They came real.
Right.
And like, they just want the best for their child.
No,
and now they're
totally
stuck in a situation. And I don't know, like, I know I'm going on and on, but I just feel like I've dissected this, and it's like annoying to watch her like say all these things, like, I don't know why Matt did that, and then like feed her dad all this stuff. Like, boo boo, you just got friends with your dad like last year.
But like,
let us not forget that.
Exactly. Like, I know. And I just don't get what Kenya's doing. Like, does she want to be with this guy?
Right.
Because why is she even bothering with this shit at this point?
Because it's giving her a storyline. Think about it.
That's
Kenya has nothing else going on in her life. The house situation, okay, her house is done.
Right.
It's cute. Like, fine. We've all talked about it for 2 seasons. But it's like, now what is Kenya going on? She's not, like, hooking up with Phaedra's husband, or like, she doesn't have any scandals.
Right.
She's not beefing with Nene. She's not fighting with Portia. Like, there's no beef between the girls. They actually like deal with her, which they've never dealt with her.
Right.
So now it's just like, well, what is she gonna? Who can she be the victim towards to now? Before it was her mom.
Right.
The season before it was her dad, and now it's Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where is Kenya ever wrong?
Right.
And that's what Matt's looking for. He even specifically said, like, all I want to hear is, I'm sorry.
Right. And then he said, how can you, something about flaws, like, if you don't know your flaws, like, how can you fix your flaws?
Yeah. Right.
How can you fix flaws that you don't even know you have?
And he probably didn't want to show up, and, like, he probably just really doesn't want to expose her and tell her dad like the real nitty gritty,
because
he doesn't want to get disrespectful, is what I could see, you know. But it's just like, Kenya's forcing his hand, like, you need to be on camera, you need to be like this, you need to do this, you need to do that. And it's just like, why? Like, you're manipulating all of this, because when the camera's not here, you're not even being a real person. Like, it's all fake.
Right.
It's all fake. And I mean, we've said that over and over. The whole, like, a lot of contrived scenes have happened. I've noticed this season.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like turned me off from watching it. Just little voiceovers or right. sound bites or just camera angles where you're like,
yeah.
that was completely set up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just annoying.
That's so weird. It's like new to this season.
Yeah.
And it happened last episode, too. And I'm just like, what are these like slow-mos and like this music?
Yeah.
And it's just weird. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's a good point with Kenya just doing this to have a storyline. I just feel like Kenya is so good at manipulating and angering people. Like, she couldn't figure out a way to do that with the girls. She couldn't do that to Sheree about her house. Like, she has to drag Matt into this now.
Mm-hmm. It's like, where somebody do you stop fighting?
That, Matt is the Scott Disick of ATL.
Oh, somebody also said that he's the Black China of Atlanta.
Oh, no, gosh.
He's not quite Black China yet. He got to be a lot more extravagant and fabulous.
But he hasn't even, like, taken. Yeah, like, he's you like don't the Scott. See,
yeah.
You don't see him, like stunting and, like, rolling up now right. with the Bentley and, yeah. like, all this jewelry and, like, flashy. He seems to be, like, just a normal guy that has been swept into this horrible whirlwind with Kenya.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't even want to be her friend. You just never know when you're going to have a fake fight with her.
Right.
It's like, what? Exactly. Now we need to
or
fake
what she's
going
to, like, pull up out yeah, of the like, dirt just oh, to make happen make, for some
I'm going
to
be
scenes.
Friends with English, my friend English. I'm going to make a fight with her.
Right.
It's like,
right.
what?
Dude, and right. she just drives you to that point. Like, that day that she had the reunion with Portia.
Yes.
I mean, before that happened, I mean, we all saw it coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, if I was on stage, mm-hmm. I would have, like,
oh, yeah.
lost my mind.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Like, she is able to just push you to that point.
Oh, yeah, she knows how. She knows
she
how,
does.
Definitely.
Damn.
What are they saying? Kenya made Phaedra come out of her character. That should show how she is.
Oh, yeah. Kenya makes everybody come out of their character.
I mean, but what is Phaedra's character? Phaedra's character is a liar, so oh, yeah. I don't know.
Can we talk about that? Because I feel like I've been coming to that realization.
Oh, yeah.
At first, I was in denial.
Yes.
And then it's, like, just in my face now. Like, you can't not believe it. Like, it's here for you to see that you can't
what
believe
do you
anything
think,
she says.
What do you think Phaedra's problem? Like, let's get more into it. Like, what do you
okay.
mean?
Okay. Well, I do think that... Well, I'm not sure, but... I feel like, you know, she wants to come off as a goody two-shoes or she doesn't have too many problems or she has her situation and her life figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she tells, you know, some of the stories that she tells. But in the case of the bomb threat, I'm not sure why she lied about that. First, like we talked about last week, I'm not sure why the bomb threat was a lie in general. Like, why was that a lie? Secondly, why are you lying about the bomb mixtape. That's what you were saying it was. It was a bomb mixtape, not a bomb threat. So I was telling her, like, why is he bringing you a bomb mixtape? Are you an A&R now? Are you a manager? Like, why do you need to hear his mixtape?
Right.
Third, I'm thinking, why did you lie about that in general? If a bomb threat really happened to me, I'm going to tell you guys. You know, y'all are my co-hosts.
Yeah.
Y'all are my friends. So I'm just going to be... I'm going to tell you the truth. Why would I lie about if a bomb threat happened to me or not, you know?
Right.
Like, why would I conceal that? So I'm just not getting her motives.
What do you think about Phaedra?
I mean, I think Phaedra is super fake. I don't mind her. Like I mind some of the other housewives in other series, but she's definitely fake. She puts on this front like she has it all together.
Mm-hmm.
She has it all. She can do it all. She's smart. She's educated. She has a good job. She is very well-rounded. She has these two beautiful kids who are smart. And... her world is not... She's making us... She wants us to... Everybody to believe that she has this perfect life.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't.
No. She's a Southern Belle. Her mom's
yeah.
a pastor. But then it's like... I don't know. I'm just, like, giving everyone... I'm a therapist tonight.
Yeah.
Phaedra has always, like, been the most unreal person to me.
Because yeah.
her... A lot of times, from the beginning, she contradicts. Or a lot of little lies.
Right.
And to me, little lies are what, like, spoils the vine.
Exactly.
And for me, it's like, you... said from the beginning, like, all you made up lies about, like, you and Apollo, and then when the whole Nene situation, like, you guys are dating the same guy, but you said you didn't suck his penis, but you did, and then it was just like, it's just been like a lot of collective things along the way that Phaedra's lied about. So when this whole bomb thing came out, it literally was put out in the media.
Yeah.
They created this whole story, and she never thought that it would probably get or sound as stupid as it does. this guy's her friend. She said, hey, you want to be on the show? You and your mama too. Make sure she knows how to cry on point, on cue. And we're going to make it seem like you gave me a bomb threat.
Right.
But it wasn't even a bomb threat. She right. made it up because Phaedra doesn't have a storyline either. Apollo's in jail. He's yeah. locked up. What else is going on in Phaedra's life?
I feel like she made her storyline worse if that was the case.
And it's just like, that's just like, what is this, a bad case of telephone?
Right.
1 minute it's like, oh, well, you know, it wasn't a bomb threat. It was a bomb CD.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, okay, then the mom coming. That kind of threw me for a loop and confused me even more. It's like, okay, the mom is coming to tell her you don't have anything to worry about.
My son is just crazy.
Like,
or
yeah,
what?
Okay, so did he actually come and give you a bomb threat or did he give you the bomb CD? If he gave you the bomb CD, obviously I know I don't have anything to worry about. So right. why are you here wasting your time coming to see me out of your day to tell me this? I already know what happened.
And
you
why didn't she go in the media and say, hi, everybody, this didn't happen. This was a mistake. Like, this was a misunderstanding. And then, like, for you to keep bringing up, like, oh, well, you know, in these types of buildings with certain people, you know, we get racially profiled.
Right.
Like,
right.
if you're for these black men and you're for all of this organization that you're doing, don't make a mockery out of it and patronize it by adding this whole stuff. Like, I mean, the man's name is drama, damn it. What
right.
more do you think can come to it?
Right.
You brought the drama. You created this storyline.
Yeah.
And then you have this fake paparazzi. I watched last week. Sorry, I wasn't
oh, yeah.
here last
showing
week.
Up on
showing
that.
Up like,
yeah.
can we get
when
an
you get
interview
out of the
with
elevator,
you? Like,
it's like, come on.
All of that was completely fake. And all of those bloggers that were there are all drama bloggers. Those are all like bloggers that are like trying to create
a
stuff.
Story, yeah.
Yeah, create a story. So you've hired all of these people, your front desk, your assistant, this, that, and you've created this storyline and you're a liar. And
right.
it just goes to show and prove that Phaedra, again, is a liar.
Right.
So.
Well, actually, Michelle D brought up a really good point going way back to when Phaedra first came on the show. I mean, she even lied about her due date. Remember all that
yes!
drama?
Yes, yes.
So this is like so, these lies are not like.
And then I'm thinking about the bodyguard situation.
Yes.
So it's like she claimed her parents wanted her to have a bodyguard.
Right.
Me personally, if my parents wanted me to have a bodyguard, I would deny it if I know I was not in harm's way.
You can't
you know?
Make this man come with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Like, I know if I know I'm not in harm's way and I know all he did was bring me a bomb CD
right.
and, you know, it's just a miscommunication, Mom, I do not need a bodyguard.
Right.
I feel like she's old enough, grown enough, mature enough to be able to deny that from her parents. So I feel like it was just not adding up and I feel like she does need the bodyguard. And I feel like his mom wouldn't have been crying
no.
if he didn't actually...
But his
you know,
mom didn't even say anything. She was just like, people are crazy,
yeah.
and I'm just sorry.
I know, yeah.
What does that mean? Like,
I feel
so,
like it was a bomb. Now, I feel like it was a bomb threat, but I feel like Phaedra is denying it, which I don't know why.
No, I think she created
well, so
that whole
Bam
story.
Bam,
yeah.
Bam Bam, who is in our chat, is bringing up a lot of good points. One, she said that Homeland Security actually did say he had CDs on him.
Okay.
Yeah, because they probably had to call them
right.
because it became like an escalated real situation that
right.
they needed for television.
Right.
But, I mean, she probably knew all along, like, you're not going to get... She's a lawyer. You're uh-huh. not going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. Is,
the Homeland Security will ask you questions. I mean, he's been to jail before. He's probably not scared. Like, he's like, I don't want no problems. Like,
right.
whatever. You know, like, tell me what to do, what time I need to be on set,
right.
and, you know, where do I sign? For my check.
So what else Bam Bam said earlier was we're saying that Phaedra's fake, but how is Candy not fake? Which I have trouble believing because I feel like Candy was being real.
How is Candy not fake?
Yeah.
How is Candy fake?
Yeah,
I don't
see how Candy was fake in that situation. I felt like exactly like we talked about when Candy was here.
Mm-hmm.
She said this season, like
right.
most of the time I would just bite my tongue and let it
yeah.
go.
Right.
And this season, like I'm done with that because
right.
it's got me in trouble in the past.
Yep.
I felt like that's what she was doing here in this situation.
Yep.
Like she let Phaedra have it. She's like, I'm
me
not going to come here
nope.
and let you talk to me about like my mom. Like that's not my issue. And then you're just going to give me your laundry list of things. And then, you know, I'm just going to be gone
right.
because that's what Candy typically would do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she wrote that down, actually. I was like, Candy kept it nothing but real throughout that. You know, so, she kept her composure. Like, as much as Phaedra tried to come for her, and I feel like Phaedra kind of did what Kenya does, like, try to bring you out of your character. I feel like Phaedra was trying to bring Candy out of her character. But Candy, you know, just, like, knew her place, knew what was going on. It's like, no, like, I'm not in the wrong at all, so... why would I get hyped up about this? Why would I, you know, make a fool of myself when you're the fool?
Right. And that just goes to add on to another thing with Phaedra, the whole Apollo thing and the divorce thing. The whole reason why they sat down this episode was because of the situation that Mama Joyce brought up last episode about, like, the whole divorce situation. Why haven't her and Todd been able to finalize their divorce? The Georgia law says if anyone's going to jail over 10 years, they will be granted a divorce.
Right.
You know, well, and, whatever. So, so for me, that makes me believe my theory from before that Phaedra did know exactly what Apollo was doing all this time, because Phaedra knows everybody's drama, everybody's tea. She's a lawyer. How don't you know where your husband works? How don't you know how he makes his money? Now you don't want to divorce him because you were part of the scheme, and you're afraid for them to ask you questions if you divorce him, because technically right now they can't ask you any questions because you're still legally married. And she knows all of this.
I think you're
instead
about
of her coming on and saying, hi, the money is hidden, hopefully in my backyard, let me know, because I would like to dig it up because I need some for some more Christmas gifts. But it, like, she's, they probably hid the money and she's living off of that. He's in jail. They're probably over each other. So she's going to move on. But, you know, they're cool. They made a deal. He'll probably get out. He'll have some money. And that's it. And they got away with stealing people's credit cards. Yeah. And hopefully it wasn't mine.
Right.
So that's my theory on.
And then I feel like Candy talked about it while she was here at our interview. Like, I don't control what Mama Joyce does. I let her do her. She's her own person. She's an adult. And I feel like that's exactly how it happened right then and there. Phaedra expected Candy to, I guess, intrude or step in or to say something about Mama Joyce, saying he said you were gonna, he was gonna blow you up.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's exactly, you know, Candy said it. Mama Joyce was just stating exactly what was on the news.
Right.
What did she say that was untruthful or that was wrong? Like, why are you mad that she's speaking the truth?
Yeah.
Or it's she's speaking what everybody else already saw and read, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So, I mean, I don't know. She just, it's, and it all started off wrong. Like, Phaedra's assistant calls your friend.
That's so ridiculous.
And it's like on camera, like, hi, Phaedra would like to schedule some time to sit down and meet with you.
Right.
So she could have shot me a text like, hey, I want to have a sit down chat with you. And if you felt uncomfortable about the whole mom situation, like, you should have pulled me aside. Hey, you know, I really didn't like what your mom said.
Yeah.
Or speak to her mom about it. She's a grown woman.
Exactly.
Like, don't be scared, Phaedra, now, because you've never been scared of anybody.
And Candy was trying to stop her mom from going in on Phaedra. So I know with the whole bomb thing she didn't do it as much, but at the beginning Mama Joyce came for Phaedra and Candy broke that up. So, but I agree, one, call me if you want to talk to me. Don't have your assistant or whoever the hell it is call me. Like, that's ridiculous. And then, you know, just talk about your mom. It's like, she's an adult.
She's a grown woman.
Go talk to my mom about it if you have a problem with it.
Exactly. I can't wait for this old lady gang food, though. Hopefully we can get into it.
Right. Somebody says, when Candy don't need a menu, you know it's serious.
Right. Speaking of menus.
And speaking of Candy. All right. So what do you guys do when you want a snack, you know, but all you can find is junk food? Do you rely on your self-control? Or do you resist the temptation? What about you guys?
I go for all of the snacks. I'm a snacker.
Me too.
Okay.
So I'll temptation. Eat like 10 million snacks.
I don't bring that. I can't. If it's in the house, it's gone.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, you can start snacking healthy with our new Nature Box. I don't know. Do y'all snack healthy or not at all?
Sometimes I try to mix in the bad with the good. But in the new year, I'm really trying to start with something good and healthy. So tell me all about what you're trying to talk about.
Okay, so the Nature Box is perfect for the new year and everybody that's like English who's trying to start off on a good foot and, you know, eat healthier snacks, you know. But the Nature Box, it makes snacks that actually taste great and are better for you, created with high quality ingredients. ingredients.
Ooh.
And that are free from artificial colors.
Yes.
And GMO flavors or sweeteners, so you can feel great about snacking. You know, you don't have to have that guilt trip about the junk food that you're eating.
Oh, good.
And you know how much weight you're going to gain from the junk food. So, yeah, you can actually feel good about yourself for snacking the right way. My personal favorites from the Nature Box would be the teriyaki beef jerky. I knew you guys weren't expecting that to be a snack.
Right.
You know, that sounds like a meal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so the teriyaki beef jerky, I don't know if we have beef jerky fans out there. The sea salt chickpeas.
Ooh.
And they have Power Mix, so probiotic Power Mix if you guys want to go work out, those people that are into working out, especially in the new year. I know you're going to have a new workout plan. You can have a probiotic Power Mix before your workout. And the Harvest Nut Mix, as well as the coconut cashews. Everybody needs a little nut and protein in their diet. So those are some good tasty snacks that you guys can go into the new year with. Tasty and healthy. Let's not forget healthy. But the Nature Box recently made their service even better. Now you can order as much as you want, as often as you want. And with no minimum purchase required, you can cancel at any time. So that's a good plan. And it's simple. Just go to thenaturebox.com and check out their snack catalog. Everything that I just listed previously will be there, amongst other things, a lot of other things. Those are the least of what you can get, and they provide. And they're constantly adding delicious new snacks. Choose the snacks that you want, and they'll deliver them right to your door. So kind of like Postmates and Uber, they'll deliver right to you. You know, you don't have to go to them. You don't have to wait too long. It's right there for you. Order in bulk. And with Nature Box, you'll never get bored. There are new snacks each month.
Ooh.
Inspired by real customer feedback. So make sure you give them a lot of feedback. If you don't like this, if you do like this, you want to see more of that, you don't want to see that again, give them feedback so they can alter their menu all the time. And if you ever try a snack you don't like, Nature Box will replace it for free.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Yes, that's very awesome. But, and right now, you'll save even more. Nature Box is offering our fans, thank you guys for watching, 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/podcast. So make sure you put the /podcast so they can know where you came from, what type of fans you are, you know, so you can get that 50% off. And that's naturebox.com/podcast for 50% off your first order, and naturebox.com/podcast for any additional deals that they'll have. So just keep looking out for the deals.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
great.
Subscribe to Nature Box and subscribe to a gym membership, and then
definitely,
you have already goals for the new year.
2017 starting off.
Yes. And then one more thing for you guys. We need you guys to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and give us 5 stars. Let us know what you guys think about our fantastic show. All of this drama, all of this, we can talk about it. Also, leave us comments in the YouTube section so we can like chat with you guys. We know you guys already do that every week. Don't talk about us and how cute we look. Talk about the show. We love you.
Thanks for the chat.
Talk later. Housewives. Yeah.
Exactly. So, okay. So, what was the other big drama that happened? Cynthia got her house. She's getting a divorce.
Right.
Good for her.
What about Cynthia and Sheree in Cairo?
Oh.
How did y'all feel about that? I feel like it was slight shade
you
from
think
Cynthia.
So? You think so?
Yeah, and I agree with Sheree as far as, no, don't tell my son he can't go that high. You shoot for the stars, baby.
Well, maybe she was coming from like a professional standpoint, like what the agencies are looking for. Like, they may consider you too tall.
Right.
Not to say like don't submit, but don't get like, you have to have the bad and the good when you're going into a brand new situation.
Right.
Just so you don't expect like, I'm shooting for the stars.
Right.
Why am I not landing upon millions of dollars? And it's like, well, some people may think you're too tall or you're too this or you're too that. And, you know, it's the industry of nitpicking. And it's not about how hard you work. Sometimes it's just if they like you.
Right.
You know, so.
That's true. Yeah, just preparing him.
But he looks great. I think he has great potential. He's obviously a very handsome young man. And he's.
Cynthia sees it. She notices.
He's going to soar.
Well, it's weird because, like, I don't think she's throwing shade, but you can't just, like, roll up without ever taking a walking class and just be like, I'm going to do New York Fashion Week this year.
Exactly. Like, unrealistic.
I see that,
I think she's just like, I think Sheree took it the wrong way. I think she's trying to be just like, push him. Like, you're going to have to take walking classes. You're going to have to start here, and then we'll work up to there. But there's a process. You don't just wake up one day and just say...
No, it's true.
I'm gonna, maybe unless you're like Gigi Hadid or Bella, but I'm sure they took walking
classes. Well, I mean, they were already, like, partially famous because of their parents, so...
She's a but model. That's kind of the same for Cairo, in a sense.
Well, I mean... Not New York with fashion. Sheree. She just got out of like tax liens and trying to build a home and struggling. And
right.
I don't know. I just feel like they came from like a different background. So yeah. Right. I don't know. But I had a thought while watching it. What do you guys think about every time Phaedra and the whole Candy situation? Candy always consults her staff. What do you think about them all sitting around and bashing or laughing or chiming in and making jokes? Do you guys think that that's like shade or like being a bad friend or you know,
they're not friends anymore, so
yeah, they clarified that this episode.
I mean,
well.
Is it shade? Yeah, I mean, but that's what we do with our friends, right? Like, if we're mad at somebody or if we're fed up with somebody, that's we talk to our friends and then we laugh about it, right.
Yeah. But they're not her friends, those are her staff,
right? No, that's I was actually thinking that today. I was like, I feel like they're a pretty close-knit family. So yeah. They kind of are friends. It's not just staff. Like, I feel like they actually hang out with each other outside of work and stuff. So I feel like, yeah, they have grown to be more of a family. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't see it wrong just because I feel like, yeah, like I said, they're actually truly friends. They all have been through everything with Candy and Phaedra together. They've pretty much been there as well. So it's just like I feel like she can talk to them about it. And I feel like the way that Candy... talks to them, or Candy period in general, mm-hmm. like she is not saying it in a shady way. It's just like, I'm just giving y'all the scoop or just giving y'all the information,
yeah,
and you guys form your own opinions. I'm not forcing you to have an opinion, you know.
Yeah,
right. And I truly believe that she isn't saying something that she wouldn't say to Phaedra anyways.
Exactly.
That's good. What did you think of it?
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, they need a scene. They have to talk about it. It would be awkward if she's just sitting and talking to Todd about it, because Todd, you know, he needs to be building the restaurant. So those, I mean, they do play a big part. I did see with the next episode, Phaedra makes a comment like her like gang and they gang up and like sit around and talk about me.
Yeah.
And I mean, it does kind of make things seem a little weird, but Candy's response is never to bash her. She's honestly saying the truth.
Right.
She says everything the truth. And even if they say things that are maybe like out of line, she kind of laughs it off.
Right.
But I just wonder like what you guys thought about her constantly sitting and like consulting with her staff.
And then I don't think it ever gets out past them. I don't feel like it's a messy situation where they're going to tell. I mean, we don't know, because whoever their friends are aren't on the show, but I don't feel like it gets, you know, overflow of messy where they're just like going to tell the world what happens in their, you know, staff office or whatever. But somebody says that's one of the problems. Candy has too many negative people around her. Oh, they just scooted it up. But yeah, she has too many negative people around her.
Nee and was they a rock and friend for Phaedra.
Check. Because they talk about her so much. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have nothing else to talk about. What are they going to talk about? Like, the restaurant every day?
Yeah. Right. As far as being relevant to the show, yeah. They pretty much couldn't talk about anything that we would be interested in.
Right. Yeah. So what else is coming on next week? So we see Phaedra... what happened?
Something about breasts.
Yeah.
Oh, Cynthia getting a boob job? Or
I don't know. We'll see what it is. Boob doing. Job, boob lift, boob
She's letting
reduction.
It all hang out, getting his divorce.
But why the hell is everybody there in the office with her?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
So I was like, are they just like getting breast exams? Right. They're all But I saw like implants, it looked like, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And then what else did we see?
Mama Joyce and Candy talking about Phaedra and Candy's conversation.
Yeah.
And then it looked like Sheree and Candy and Portia were sitting down.
Talking.
I don't know. I think they were talking about Phaedra, because somebody said something to Portia, and it didn't sit right with her. I think Candy might have said something, or Sheree said something about Phaedra, and Portia, like, snapped back, and now they're all talking about
So maybe her. That's when we start getting into the whole dungeon situation.
Oh, geez, I know.
So that's what Candy was discussing when she was here, that we're gonna see a lot of like stuff with her and Portia and the sex dungeon and like all of that.
Right. I know we kinda thought it was last week when Sheree came for Portia, like, oh, now when she was talking to, what's Candy's,
they're really setting this up, name? Aren't
block.
They?
Yeah.
Like, they had to bring the whole situation together.
That's exactly what we were talking about last week. We were like, I think that's like, that's the beginning. And I'm like, what's the next step leading up to this?
Sheree coming for Portia.
I feel like they
situation.
Got me. Yeah. Like, they're like really setting this up. Like, they brought Block on the show. Yeah. And then Portia used to hook up with Block. Right. And then Portia hooks up with Todd and Candy and they make out. And there's like a sex dungeon and like all this stuff. It's like it's like all of this like weird craziness. But if you guys feel any way that we do, like we said before, make sure you guys go in our comment sections, let us know what you guys think about the show. Let's talk all about this episode. There's a lot of like things to dissect and like depict, but hopefully we'll get down to the bottom of it by the end of the season. Yes. But thank you guys so much for tuning in to another fantastic episode of Atlanta Housewives. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English and on Twitter, English Speaks.
Definitely. And I am Mo Classified Mariah. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M-O Classified.
And I'm Jessie Zahner. Thanks so much for watching. You can find me on all social media at Athletic.
And until next week, have a happy holiday.
Yeah,
Merry
holidays,
Christmas.
Woo, 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 woo,
woo. We have only 7 days, like 1 week left, right?
I can't believe it.
So, Merry the Christmas. Candle's lit for
happy
you guys.
New Year.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.